There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
I expect that nearly all our listeners this morning will be familiar with the output of our next guest. Founded in Lebanon in 1974, but in the UAE for 26 years, Patchy Chocolates is synonymous with luxury and also perhaps happiness. And as it's World Happiness Day today, I'm very pleased to welcome to the studio Aline Ashkarian, General Manager for the UAE for Patchy Chocolates. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you too.
Thanks for coming in. I mean, it's Happiness Day today. I mean, why do you think we are associate happiness with chocolates?
I think for the happiness endorphins that they give you, the chocolate just give you this happy feelings and happy thoughts. So most people, when they're sad, they eat chocolate, and when they're happy, they eat chocolate. And we have advertised for it for this Happiness International Day, saying you cannot buy a happiness, but you can definitely buy chocolate.
I mean, it's true, isn't it? But you mentioned there endorphins, you know, chemical production in the body there. I mean, and there are chemical reasons that we like chocolate. I mean, chocolate contains the amino acid tryptophan, for instance, which is used by the brain to create serotonin, which can produce feelings of happiness. Also, phenylethylalanine, where I've never heard of that before, but it promotes feelings of attraction, and it's associated with the initial euphoria of falling in love as well. How much do you take into account the chemical side of chocolate making?
I wouldn't call it as much as chemical. We call it more of the real chocolate, the cocoa mass, cocoa butter chocolate. This is our strength in the business. We don't use any preservatives and additives. And the more you use real chocolate, the product becomes a better product. It tastes better. It feels better. And it gives you this smooth feeling in your mouth.
We talk sort of intermittently on the Business Breakfast about commodities markets. We talk about the Ivory Coast, the biggest producer in the world of cacao, of cocoa, for chocolate. And we talk sometimes about the dangers to supply. I mean, how easy are the supplies at the moment of cocoa?
Since we don't buy directly from the Ivory Coast, we buy from our cocoa mass and cocoa butter are bought from New Zealand. So we buy from various places. And since our deals are done on the basis of the five factories we run, it's not as difficult as it sounds. Yet the price increase in these commodities has affected the market in general for chocolate industries.
Like all commodities, I mean, prices go up, they go down of commodities as well. True. How do you cope with those? You know, financially yourselves, how do you cope with those price swings?
Our prices are locked for a year. So what we usually try to do is to lock our prices for a whole year, and we make the deal based on the five factories, as I said earlier. So we have sort of an understanding what is our pricing going to be for that year. So we're not really affected with that changes that is happening. And I think all big businesses do the same thing. They just lock prices for a whole year.
Let me ask you about the competitive landscape in the premium chocolate sector. Because probably even as recently as 5 years ago, I'd have thought if I was going to send someone Posh chocolates, if I wanted an international brand, I'd send them Godiva. And if I wanted a local brand, Lebanese brand, I'd send them Patchy. And those were kind of my two choices. It was more complicated than that, but that was it. Now, of course, it's so much more competitive. Down at City Walk, for example, you've got that wonderful, kind of basically a chocolate shopping mall with a whole number of premium chocolate brands. How is that impacting your business?
I must say that it has been challenging lately in the last 2 to 3 years. There are lots of competitors coming into the market. Dubai is a very attractive market for everyone. So everyone would like to come here and start their business. But I believe the strength of Patchy maintaining its quality for a long time and maintaining its same feel and look has set a standard for the brand. And we look very much into all occasions, and we create products for all occasions. Many competitors do not have that strength and cannot adapt to the market so fast. Having said that, I think competition is something healthy. We don't look at it as something dangerous or something to back off from.
If we look at your retail operations, and you're very high profile in shopping malls, you know, the huge store in Dubai Mall, I mean, that's great for marketing and it gets your brand out there, but it must cost a fortune. Have you been forced over the past couple of years to look at your retail operations in the UAE? Never mind your production, but your retail operations, maybe rationalize the number of stores you have or look at different locations?
In the UAE, currently we have around 34 locations actually. And Dubai I'm all in specific. It's a beautiful shop, as you said, and the operation is very fast in there. There are lots of tourists walking in and out. But I have also to say that it's one of our best-selling shops, and it's doing enormously great. In the other areas, there have been some drop in sales in few areas, but majority of the shops and 2017 closing was a very positive closing year for us.
Have you noticed a change in the people that are buying?
In what sense exactly?
Different nationalities, different age groups, different
We've seen a lot of Chinese coming in. It has been a huge trend for Chinese to buy Pachi products.
How do they know the brand? What makes them understand how good it is?
I think Dubai. Dubai is the country where you want to... It's a brand itself. Dubai today is a brand itself. So they associate Pachi as made in UAE brand, and they associate it with high-end luxury brands, and they just love the brand. We have even had yesterday an email from our duty-free sales. We have ranked number 2 out of 155 confectionery brands last month, which is quite hard for a brand like Pachi to compete with all the mass production brands. And ranked number 2 in terms of sales, that's a huge number. And basically the sales were due to the Chinese New Year, and the second highest category were the Japanese, and the third were the Indians.
And that's interesting from a marketing perspective. How do you make this brand resonate with people from out there, outside the region? People like Malcolm and I, who've lived here a long time, we know Pachi, it's a BMW, Mercedes type brand. But if you're flying in from Guangzhou, you don't know Pachi. how do you get into their brains that it's a luxury brand?
I think it's the association. It's association with the marketing campaigns, with our ambassadors.
Do you do marketing campaigns in China? Have you got social media campaigns?
No, we don't. But when you come to Dubai, when you see Dubai in Dubai airport, that the brand exists in more than 55 locations in Dubai duty-free itself. And then you walk into the biggest malls in the UAE, like Dubai Mall, like Mall of Emirates, like Yas and other locations, and you see this brand exist everywhere. Definitely you will link it to something that is luxurious. And the way you walk into Pachi, it's not only chocolate. It's much more than chocolate offerings there.
When there's anything of a downturn, I can imagine that sort of people want to give up luxuries. They might give up chocolates first. But on the other hand, chocolates are such a nice sort of bit of comfort in your life that maybe they're the last thing. So a chocolate's the first or the last thing to be hit in a downturn?
I think it's going to be the last thing. What we believe in chocolate is, as I said earlier, people enjoy buying it, eating it, gifting it. So it's a combination of so many things. And having said that, people won't let go of something that they enjoy, that gives them joy itself.
What are you doing to reduce the amount of packaging that you have? I've got a question coming in saying we've had restaurants this week saying they're banning plastic straws and plastic cutlery. What are you doing to cut down packaging, plastic, these kind of things?
In terms of sustainability and cutting down packages, it doesn't really work with luxury brands, and specifically in Pachi. We don't have plastic in our packaging at all. It's all made of paper. So it's either paper or cartons. We don't work more on the retail side in terms of sustainability, but we're doing a very great job in terms of building our factory into a very sustainable factory in terms of creating our own electricity and so on and so forth.
Well, we really appreciate you coming in on Happiness Day, Aline Ashkarian, General Manager for the UAE for Pachi Chocolates. Happy Happiness Day to you, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.